The new federal animal disease traceability rule went into effect back on March the 11th, and Georgia State veterinarian Dr. Robert Cobb explains what that means for livestock producers in Georgia.
Well, it means that if they're going to move their animals across a state line, they've got to meet this federal rule. In addition, they need to be sure what that state of destination's rules are, because there may be additional rules in that state, in addition to the federal rule. The official rule requires that animals of eligible age, and depending on which species you're talking about, are required to be tagged with an official tag and on an official document such as a certified health certificate to cross the line.
He said Georgia's rule had been in place for quite a while and nothing has changed with it.
However, I'm talking with all our neighbors, Florida and Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Virginia, and Kentucky, so that we perhaps can get us a regional something going, which will make it much more easy for our producers to move animals between our neighboring states.
And when it comes to tags,
they can get free from my office the metal ear tags. All they need to do is to call my office, and they'll be required to get a premise identification number for those tags, but they will be issued to them for their use in their animals only.
But Dr. Cobb said animal traceability can help livestock producers in more than one way.
It can help you by being able to open a market to you that it would not be accessible to you if you do not have official identification. Also is helpful in that with source and age verification, which people have been talking about that for quite a while now, then that can give you a premium for your animals. The main reason for the animal traceability rule is for traceability of disease. And by having animals individually identified in a central database, it allows us to more quickly search the disease out, find it, and get rid of the disease. And this makes it less costly to both the producers as well as to the service that's being rendered by the state.
For specific details about the animal traceability regulations, go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.